Right. Well, good morning, everybody. Lovely that you've all joined us on this third Sunday after Trinity. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim
Proclaim
your
your praise.
praise. Welcome, in the name of Christ, God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you, and
And
also
also
with
with
you.
you.
Lord God, as we come to you today, we will hear difficult words, words that we might not expect from you. You warn us that the way ahead might not always be easy. We need to look closely at ourselves, make sure we're ready for whatever comes, not frightened to trust in you, whatever you ask us to do, not frightened to take up our cross as we walk your way. Make us ready, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And our prayer of penitence. You call us out of darkness to live in your marvelous light. Let us say sorry to God for all the times we have failed to live in the light of Christ. Lord, sometimes we find your words hard. And if we don't like them, we zone them out, think they can't possibly be meant for us. Forgive
Forgive
us,
us, Lord,
Lord, and make
make
us
us ready
ready to
to follow
follow
you.
you. Sometimes we treat precious things as to a penny. We're tempted to give up on your ways. It feels too hard to make good choices. Forgive us, Lord, and make us ready to follow you.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we're afraid to make hard decisions of people hurting us, harming us, hating us. We're afraid to acknowledge you, God. Forgive us, Lord, and make us ready to follow you. Amen. With humble hearts, we have confessed our sins. Jesus, forgive all those who are truly penitent. We live anew in our Saviour, Christ Jesus. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading this morning is taken from Genesis 21, starting at verse 8. The child grew and was weaned. And on the day Isaac was weaned, Abraham held a great feast. But Sarah saw that the son whom Hagar, the Egyptian, had borne to Abraham was mocking. And she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that slave woman and her son, for that woman's son will never share in the inheritance of my son Isaac." The matter distressed Abraham greatly, because it concerned his son. But God said to him, "Do not be so distressed about the boy and your slave woman. Listen to whatever Sarah tells you, because it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. I will make the son of the slave into a nation also, because he is your offspring." Early the next morning, Abraham took some food and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar. He set them on her shoulders and then set off with the boy. She went on her way and wandered into the desert of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes. And then she went off and sat down about a bow shot away, for she thought, "I cannot watch the boy die." And as she sat there, she began to sob. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy as he grew up. He lived in the desert and became an archer. While he was living in the desert of Paran, his mother got a wife for him from Egypt. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks
Thanks
be
be
to
to
God.
God. Our psalm this morning is Psalm 86, some verses from Psalm 86. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord. For I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name, for you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me, because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Glory
Glory
to the
to the Father,
Father, and to
to
the
the Son,
Son, and to
and to
the
the Holy
Holy Spirit.
Spirit,
As it was
as
in
in
the
the beginning,
beginning, is now, and
shall
shall be
be.
forever. Amen.
We come now to our second reading from Matthew chapter 10, beginning at verse 24. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants to be like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be
Be to
to
God.
God. Well, as we prayed at the beginning of today's service, these are not easy words to understand. Today's gospel reading is a continuation from last week. The gospel last week dealt with what is called the Great Commission, when Jesus sent out his disciples to proclaim the gospel throughout the world. You'll recall that Jesus didn't make it sound easy or even attractive. He couldn't have won prizes as a salesman. The tough nature of their job was spelt out in honest detail. Verses 9 and 10, Jesus strictly instructs them to travel light. No gold, silver, or copper. No bag. Just one tunic. No extra sandals. No staff. When we read today's passage, we must remember that what applied then to Jesus' disciples applies equally to us as 21st century Christians. We should still be considering the nature of our calling to go out as disciples who proclaim the good news of God's kingdom. I think if Jesus were calling his disciples today, he'd be advised to repackage his message to be more attractive. A PR expert would say, less heavy on the potential suffering angle, Jesus, more on the eternal reward. Disciples these days might be asked to carry out risk assessment appraisals or fill in insurance forms. If anything confronted them that was difficult or cause them pain, they might be advised to seek counselling or debriefing. Mentors would advise them not to burn themselves out. They would tell them how to set boundaries to protect them from the people who they were commanded to serve. In many ways, we live in a less committed society. If you want to persuade people to do things, you have to downplay the commitment involved. In present-day PR terms, what would Jesus say to his disciples now? Do just what you can, as and when. No worries if you don't feel like it. Is this what he's saying to us? Come and follow me, in your own time. No pressure. No. He didn't say that to his disciples 2,000 years ago, and he's not saying it to us now. He throws out the challenge to his followers. He told that bunch of scared men that their new way of life was going to be tough, and they rose magnificently to the challenge. They were heroes and heroines, those early Christians, brave, self-sacrificing, and unswerving in their commitment to Jesus and to the church. Jesus starts with the clear reminder that our master is hated by some of this world because he disrupts their influence and privilege. If it's true for Jesus, it'll be true for those who live like him. If people try to discredit Jesus by maligning him as demonic, calling him Beelzebub, the devil, trying to spin it so that truth sounds like falsehood and lies are thought to be true, then we should know the game the world will try to play with us too. Notice that Jesus doesn't tell us not to be outraged or frustrated about this. He tells us that we don't have to fear. So do not be afraid of them, he says in verse 26. We can remain steadfast in the truth, because the truth will set us and the world free. We can speak the truth that Jesus has taught with our actual words along with our very lives, even if it comes at physical cost, because God is at the center of it. In our passage for today, Jesus sends the 12 out onto a mission field where he warns them that they will face opposition and even violence. He expects them, despite opposition, to get the job done. Jesus' message in today's verses 24 to 39 is a bad news, good news send-off speech. The bad news is that they'll face opposition and violence. The good news is that God will give them the words to speak and will be with them. Verse 19, do not worry about what to say or how to say it, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Our passage is a series of alternating proverbial observations about daily life, and then cautions. They're, if you like, strung together on a thematic thread. Jesus wants the disciples to wear this string of beads around their neck as they go out into hostile environments. Let's look at them briefly one by one. Verse 24. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. So the response to this truth is that the disciples, the early missionaries, and we, 21st century disciples, should prepare ourselves to face opposition as Jesus did. Verse 26. Nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. So as a result of this fact, we are to remember that evildoers' words and deeds will be revealed and judged in due time. And we're to be emboldened to speak God's good news confidently and without fear. Verse 30. Even the hairs on your head are counted. Since God values us so highly, we can be assured God will defend us in the last days. Verse 32. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Because of this truth, we should choose to acknowledge Jesus and his kingdom now in all we say and do. And we should encourage others to do so as well in light of these high stakes. Verse 37. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Given this truth, Jesus says that we should love him above all and give him our highest loyalty. Verse 38. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. We should not shrink from inconvenience or sacrifice in service of God's kingdom. And finally, verse 39. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their lives for my sake will find it. We should give up our definition of a good life with the goal of personal success to find our true identity and purpose in Christ's service. So, how would we describe the string or thread that holds these beads together? I think it's a fearless confession of faith in Jesus in the world that, while risky, is well worth the sacrifice because it leads to the discovery of our true identity and purpose as individuals. That's a reminder we will want to carry along with us as we meet difficult tests of our faith and in our daily lives in the world. God's love and assurance of his promise surround Christians, and so we're insulated from the worst that life can throw at us. Yes, we might suffer. Indeed, as typical human beings, we will suffer. But we are dear to God and held in the palm of his hand. Our souls are safe in his care. We can and will endure. In a society that eggs us on to be lazy, self-indulgent, and sit on the sidelines, it's difficult to imagine people behaving with the courage and commitment of those early Christians. These verses, though difficult, are the challenge that we face in our Christian lives and mission. But we're to remember that we are in the palm of God's hand and that he cares for each one of us. He sees even the tiny bird fall, but he tells us that we're worth more than many sparrows, and that's good to know. Amen.
We turn now to our prayers. Jesus, you call us to follow wherever you lead, whatever it looks like. Lord, we love you. Help us to stand up for you no matter what. Lord, today we come before you, acknowledging the challenge of being your followers. Sometimes it seems so easy to follow, but at other times so hard. Lord, you didn't promise us an easy ride, but you did promise always to be with us, to strengthen and support us. And so we thank you. And we come to you seeking that strength and support today and every day. Jesus, you call us to follow wherever you lead, whatever it looks like.
Lord, we love you.
Help
us
to
stand up for
you.
No matter what.
Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nations, especially those who love and serve you. Being a Christian in the public eye is hard, and so we pray for our Christian politicians, asking that you will give them the courage to stand up for you in their deliberations. We pray for Christians in the media, sport, or music industry. We pray that they will be a good example to their fans and teammates, seeking opportunities to share their faith with those they work with every day. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow wherever you lead, whatever it looks like.
Lord,
we
we
love
love
you.
you. Help
Help
us
us
to
to
stand
stand
up
up
for
for
you,
you,
no
no
matter
matter
what.
Lord, we pray about ourselves and the challenge of being your followers in our schools and places of work. We recognize there are times when we do not behave as your followers at all. Forgive us, Lord, but we are also aware of how we failed you sometimes by not standing up for you. There are occasions when we should have said we were followers of Jesus, but have stayed quiet. We think about times when we haven't acted as you would act, when we have walked away instead of helping, when we have been unkind, when we've said things we regret. Lord, give us the courage to stand up for you in our workplaces and our schools. Jesus, you call us to follow wherever you lead, whatever it looks like.
Lord,
Lord,
we
we
love
love
you.
you.
Help
Help us
us
to
to stand
stand
up
up
for
for you
you,
no
no
matter
matter
what.
what.
Lord, we know that sometimes living for you is hard when we're struggling or in pain. It's easy to focus on ourselves instead of you. We pray now for all those we know who are ill or grieving, especially remembering this morning the sick. Steph, Jacques, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Joy, Tony, Brian, Nigel, Audrey, John, Richard, Kathy, Bob, Oliver, Mary, Ron, Mary, Margaret, Colin, Richard, Hilary, and Jemima. We pray also for Reckonford School, Tiverton High School, Tiverton Hospital. Lord, give them the courage in their troubles and an awareness that you are with them. Help us to give them words of encouragement and support, and to be there when we are needed, even if we would rather be somewhere else. Jesus, you call us to follow wherever you lead, whatever it looks like. Lord,
Lord,
we
we
love
love
you.
you. Help
Help
us
us
to
to
stand
stand up
up for
for you,
you no
no
matter
matter what.
what.
Lord, we thank you for all those who love and care for us. Help us to love and care for them too. As today is Father's Day in the UK, we remember all fathers and those who are father figures to us. We pray that your father heart will be a model for all fathers to understand and follow. We pray for those who find fathering difficult and those who long to be fathers, but for whatever reason cannot be. We pray for those who don't see their fathers or children often, but would love to see them more. Lord, in our homes and families, we are aware of the challenge of what it means to put you first. There are times when that will put us in places of conflict, even with those that we love the most. Help us to discern when to stand up for you and when to stay silent. Help us to listen to the voice of your Spirit as we try to live in your way. Jesus, you call us to follow wherever you lead, whatever it looks like. Lord,
Lord, we
we
love you. Help
help us
us to
to
stand
stand up
up
for
for you
you
no
no matter
matter what.
what. Amen.
The Collect for the Third Sunday after Trinity. God, our Saviour, look on this wounded world in pity and in power. Hold us fast to your promises of peace, won for us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting in the compassion of God, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as
As
in
in heaven,
heaven. Give us
as
today
today,
our daily bread. Forgive us our sins
as
as we forgive those who sin
sin
against us. Lead us
as we
not
lead
into
into temptation,
temptation, but deliver
deliver
us
us
from
from evil.
evil. For the kingdom, the power, and
And
the
the glory
glory
are
are
yours,
yours, now
now
and forever.
and forever.
Amen. May God, who loves you and has chosen you, strengthen you to live as God's holy people. Jesus, you call us to follow. You send us out in your power to preach the good news. You challenge us to put you first in our lives. Give us the courage to respond wholeheartedly to this call, to follow you wherever you call us to go. No compromise. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Andrew and Sue.
Welcome.